Game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and Giants. The fans fired up and ready for this one at Wrigley Field. Cubs great Billy Williams there to throw out the first pitch. As for the pitching matchup, it's a great one. Johnny Cueto going up against John Lester. We pick it up scoreless in the first. It's Lester facing Brandon Belt with a man on.
There goes Hernandez. Throw to second by Ross. He is in plenty of time to get him.
Well, David Ross in his final year. This is a package deal. Lester and Ross.
Cubs are rearranging their defense and rearranging the equipment as Anthony Rizzo has to change gloves. Now, Baez is holding the runner on at first base Gillespie. And now, as we've seen earlier, Anthony playing way in on the grass. So is Brian expecting a bunt from Cueto.
Cueto showing bunt, and he'll take outside. Pickoff throw to first. They got him. They got him. David Ross picks off Hunter Gillespie.
This is just a great set play. And Anthony, you can go get your first baseman's glove back.
One out for David Ross. Ross with a drive to left field. That ball's well hit. Hernandez slides at the ivy to make a brilliant catch.
So playing at Wrigley Field, you have to know what the wind does. In BP, you test it out as a hitter.
Eddie Vedder was just as excited as anybody at the play. He was more excited than Theo.
Second and third, two down. Lester's 0-2. Ground ball slowly to short. Charging, gloving, Russell throws to Rizzo. Got him! Lester gets out of it.
Bryant takes third, so now Ben Zobrist. Line to second, Tomlinson gets it on a hop. And Johnny Cueto keeps the Cubs off the board despite the one-out double in the fourth. We are locked up in the same kind of pitcher's duel that the Giants were locked up in on Wednesday at Citi Field in New York. And he went around on the two-strike check swing. Back-to-back strikeouts. He strikes out the side, does Cueto in the sixth.
It's nothing, nothing in the eighth, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three.
What a performance by both starting pitchers.
Here's a bouncer over the mound, charging Baez, routine play. Cueto just trotting toward first. Lester with eight shutout innings. One away, bottom of the eighth inning.
And even Bill Murray saying, let's go.
A long-suffering Cub fan.
Here's the 3-2. Baez drives one in the air, deep left field. Back goes Pagan. Back near the wall, Pagan at the wall. That ball is going for a home run. Javier Baez with a home run to left. Cubs lead 1-0.
Javi absolutely crunches this ball to left field, but this ball just lands in the basket down the left field line. 1-0 Cubs, and that ball was a blast by Baez.
Aroldis Chapman, his second ever postseason save opportunity tonight.
Here's Hunter Pence. Two outs, tying run at second, and the 2-2 to Pence. Bouncer toward the middle, fielded by Baez. Running throw to Rizzo. He is out at first base, and the ball game is over.
Aroldis Chapman with his first career postseason save as the Cubs take game one, 1-0. John Lester, an outstanding performance, tossing eight scoreless innings, scattering five hits, striking out five. Game two is at Wrigley Field on Saturday. Kyle Hendricks up against Jeff Samardzija. The Giants managed just six hits in the game. Buster Posey talked about the tough game one defeat.
It was a well-pitched game on Johnny's part and on Lester's part. And, you know, they just came up with a big hit.
Did you feel going in with those two guys and the quality of their pitching that it was going to be a game like this where maybe one, two runs might do it?
I don't think it's surprising. I mean, obviously you never know with baseball. But when both those guys are on, it's going to be tough on offense.
Well, sir, I know you talked to the writers, but can you explain what happened or what your thought was on the Zobrist play, what it got by him, and where you were looking to run to?
Yeah, I mean, I hesitated. I pulled up a little bit, you know, thinking the ball was going to be trapped or kept in front of him. In hindsight, you know, I probably shouldn't have slowed up like I did.
What made Lester so tough today?
He keeps the ball down. He moves it, you know, away from you, into you, changes speeds. He's got deception. He's he's been good for a long time for a reason.
How reminiscent was this of Wednesday night? Obviously not the outcome, but Syndergaard also had 10 Gs and was mowing you guys down.
Yeah, I mean, both those guys are elite pitchers, and we had two elite pitchers go, and, you know, when you got pitching that's on, it's going to make it tough on offense a lot of times.
You feel like if you get game two tomorrow that it's still at least you come in here and you get a split then and get sort of mission accomplished?
Sure. I mean, yeah, you win tomorrow and head to San Francisco and see what happens.
Giants manager Bruce Bochy on the game one loss.
I don't know if you're going to see. Well, we saw it Wednesday night. We saw another game where it's hard to pitch better than those two guys. Johnny threw a beautiful game. And you know, the guy got enough of it to leave the ballpark, but what a job he did. It's just a beautiful game he pitched. And, you know, we had a couple chances early, you know, but Lester was tough. I mean, he's had a tremendous year, and I thought it'd be a low scoring game. We played well, made some good defensive plays. You know, we get some guys out there early in the game, and we just couldn't get a hit to finish it off, but it was a great ball game. You know, one pitch, and as I said, Johnny, I mean, what a job he did for us. He did all he could to help win this ball game, but you got to score. And ninth inning, though, they were fighting. I mean, you know, I thought Buster's ball had a chance there. And, you know, that's a tough one, but, you know, I expect these games to be like this. And you know, guys played great. They really did.
How much did the anticipation of the low-scoring game factor into what you did early with bunting right away and testing Lester, getting on and running against Ross? I mean, you guys went right at their weaknesses right away, it seemed like.
Yeah, well, you know, that's our game. You know, we're not a team to sit back and wait for the long ball. And, you know, they, you know, did a nice job of, you know, throwing them out in a pickoff. But you're in a game like this, you got to play your game and, you know, try to find ways to, you know, score, and you scratch and claw any way you can. But they executed well tonight, and we still, though, I thought we had some good at-bats there early. As I said, we had a couple chances there. We just couldn't get the key hit. You know, we're not a team to sit back and wait for the long ball, and, you know, they, you know, did a nice job of, you know, throwing them out in a pickoff. But you're in a game like this, you got to play your game and, you know, try to find ways to, you know, score, and you scratch and claw any way you can. But they executed well tonight. And we still, though, I thought we had some good at-bats there early. As I said, we had a couple chances there. We just couldn't get the key hit.
Just a couple last ones from Henry.
Yeah, Bruce, if the situation had been different in the top of the eighth, say you had a couple of runners on or one runner on, were you going to hit for Cueto?
Yeah, I had a guy up, yeah. Yeah, we had a chance to score there, but he felt great. He was throwing the ball very well. And what was impressive after a home run, he settled down and made great pitches. You know, just one pitch got away from him. But, you know, we had Strickland up, ready to go. If we could get somebody on with two outs, nobody on, the way he was throwing, the way he felt, that's why he hit.
Johnny Cueto was sensational, allowing just one run, tossing a complete game, but his team came up short.
Eso es normal porque uno no puede estar pensando.
No, it's normal. I don't think about being away or being at home. I think that you just have to concentrate and do your best. No, I was just throwing what Pulsey asked. If he called for the changeup, I threw it, and thank to God that it was working. Yeah, you're right. We both were pitching a great ball game, and obviously we knew, we were aware that one run was going to decide the game. No, it would have been great if Angel would have been able to catch it, but unfortunately he cleared the fence for a home run.
Jack Morris on the performance of Giants starter Johnny Cueto.
When you see two guys going out there and pitching the way they both did, pitching their hearts out and doing so well, you really don't want to see either one of them lose a game like that. Cueto made the one mistake to Baez. That ball was kind of middle half in, and he was sitting on it. And that cost him a ball game, but you can't help but say Johnny Cueto was on top of his game. He pitched a masterful game. He just ended up with a loss because his team couldn't score up John Lester.
Jack Morris spoke about the Giants' fine defensive effort in the loss.
It's not a coincidence that when you have good pitching, pitchers that work fast, throw strikes, get outs quickly in games, you have defense that comes to a different level. And that certainly happened for Cueto tonight. Hernandez made a great catch early in the game out in center field. And then Tomlinson made a couple great catches going to his left at second base. So the defense was sharp behind Cueto. It's all because it all comes together when you got a pitcher working fast and throwing strikes.